Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A Charles City summer tradition hits a milestone this weekend. The Charles City Arts Center presents its 50th Artifest from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow in Central Park. Arts Center Assistant Director Carl Haglund says there will be a variety of works of art on display and for purchase.
46 artists will have paintings and drawings, ceramics, fiber and paper works, glass and jewelry, woodworks, you know, art, photography, and then some leather workers. I guess they built, you know, like belts and purses and wallets.
Haglund says new this year is the addition of artworks by Charles City High School artists. There's also live music throughout the event and plenty of kids' activities.
They've got jumbo yard games, you know, giant chess games and giant checkers games and Jenga blocks. And it's all supervised, so you can feel safe just letting your kid run over there. And then we're also going to have interactive art activities for the kids, bubble art, spin art, rock painting, and handprint art. You can make a pet rock.
While many works of art are for sale, Haglund says the artists are also competing for bragging rights.
This year, our judge is Laura Gleisner. She's the new gallery director at the University of Northern Iowa Gallery of Art. So they're going to award first, second, third prizes, some honorable mentions. And then every year since her passing, we've been giving an award in honor of Jean Semmelhack.
There will also be several food trucks on hand. Plus, the Charles City Farmers Market runs from 9 a.m. to noon tomorrow. Find more info on the Artifest and or Charles City Arts Center Facebook pages. Mother Nature is forcing a community event to an alternate location in New Hampton this Sunday. Shelley Kobliska with the Carnegie Cultural Center says they have decided to move the Farewell to Summer concert out of Michelson Park.
So we want to make sure everybody knows. We looked at the weather forecast, and it's going to be in the 90s, so we thought everybody would be more comfortable inside. So Trinity Lutheran Church in New Hampton is where this will be.
The concert, featuring the music of Barefoot Becky and the Ivanhoe Dutchman, begins at 7 o'clock Sunday evening. It is free and open to the public. Find more info on the Carnegie Cultural Center, New Hampton, Iowa, Facebook page. Polka music, quilt raffles, softball, volleyball and cornhole tournaments, antique tractor and car show, kids games. It's all part of Czech Days, hosted by Holy Trinity Parish this weekend in Protovin.
12 miles south of Cresco, right on B-58 here, only 20 minutes here from New Hampton. And we're kind of in the Tri-County line, I like to call it. We're in the corner of Chickasaw, Howard, and Winnesee County. We're pointing right there. So we're right in the middle of Main Street. It all happens right there by in the church parking lot and then the ball field.
That's Mark Ponish with Czech Days, who says festivities begin this evening, capped off with fireworks at 9 p.m. The fireworks only happen every 5 years, just like one of their marquee events tomorrow.
The parade happens every 5 years, and this year is our parade year. So that's going to start off at 10:30 in the morning sharp. So we are telling everybody and asking everybody, if you plan to come to the parade, please be in town by 9:45 at the latest, because after 10 o'clock, we really don't want traffic on them parade routes, because 5 years ago, we had cars backed up for 3 miles. So, I mean, we're saying it is one of the biggest parades around.
Ponish says they'll have several people in orange vests to help direct parking before the parade. Saturday festivities wrap up tomorrow night with the family music show The Dweebs starting at 9 p.m. Activities continue on Sunday and finish with the Holy Trinity Parish raffle and auction at 6:30 p.m. Find more info on the Czech Days Facebook page. A North Iowa man has pleaded not guilty to almost a dozen charges related to accusations he sexually abused and gave drugs to minors. Clear Lake police arrested 34-year-old Christian Vorland of Clear Lake in July on 4 counts of distributing drugs near a school and 5 counts of third-degree sexual abuse, plus 1 count each of pimping and assault causing bodily injury. According to court documents, Vorland is accused of providing meth to a minor under the age of 15 3 times between July and September of 2022 and once in April of this year. Allegations also include soliciting a juvenile female to commit prostitution in exchange for meth, sexually abusing a victim between the age of 14 and 15 years old multiple times between July 22nd and June of 2023, and punching a juvenile female in the face on June 8th of this year. Investigators say the alleged crimes happened at a home on 10th Avenue North in Clear Lake that was within 1,000 feet of a school. This week, Vorland pleaded not guilty to all charges, and his trial has been set for October 3rd in Cerro Gordo County District Court. Vorland remains in the Cerro Gordo County Jail on a $200,000 bond after his request for bond reduction was denied last week. With daytime temperatures expected to push well into the 90s this weekend, you may be looking for some relief from the heat. Park Rec Director Tara Hackman says the splash pad at the New Hampton Swimming Pool is available free of charge when the pool is not open. Today, the pool is open for the final time for the 2023 season, with open swim available from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Outside of that, Hackman says the splash pad will be open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on a daily basis through Labor Day. A week from tonight, New Hampton opens the high school football season, hosting Denver. Hear the action here on 95.1 The Bull. 2 weeks from tomorrow, the Iowa Hawkeyes open the college football season, hosting Utah State. See the complete Chickasaws and Hawkeyes schedules online at 95.1thebull.com. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.